Once upon a time, there was a pantomime, and in it was an evil queen. And she took all the people in the land behind the scenes, from first rehearsal to the final curtain. This is her story, The Diary of a Wicked Queen. Thursday, the 21st of October, 2021. Okay, so it was a bit of a strange rehearsal this evening. I felt quite out of the loop because I hadn't actually done a rehearsal for nearly a week. I think it was since last Friday I haven't actually done a rehearsal. I've been at the theatre for other things, but so that was really strange. So, and also a few things have happened this week that made the rehearsal slightly strange as well. So there's been an awful lot of talk in the press and on the news about COVID and potentially facing another lockdown, which means that we were all wearing masks this evening and we were all really keeping our distance. And that was different from how it had been before. There were just the 10 principal people in today, and we were doing the two scenes that we hadn't yet done in Act One. Now, we've done every single scene in Act One. So we were doing scenes 3 and 4. Now, I'm not in 3, but I am in 4. And both of the scenes are quite big scenes in that the first one is when the huntsman takes Snow White to the woods and don't kill her. And then scene 4 is where they bring the heart that isn't Snow White's back to the queen. So there are a lot of props in both scenes. So they've got all the picnic baskets and all the sort of guns and knives. And there's a whole load of business in that particular scene. So there's a lot of people running about, the Snow White running about and the huntsman running about. And then there's my sidekick who's disguised. And it's a real kind of big old scene, that scene 3. And then scene 4 is where I get given the heart. So again, lots of props there. We've got the casket and I've got to react to the fact that, well, the fact that there are two hearts, in fact. It's a long story. You'll have to come. But so the point is that there's a lot of props to manoeuvre about. And when you're doing that for the first time, you suddenly realise you're left with a prop and you don't know what the hell to do with it because you've got all sorts of other things that you need to do in that scene. And somehow you've got to find a way of then getting rid of it or giving it back to somebody or somebody taking it off you. There's a whole kind of heap of things there with that. So, but as I say, I felt slightly removed from it all. There was the mask wearing, the fact I hadn't done anything for nearly a week. So it really was a case of getting back into the stride. In actual fact, by the time we got to the end, it was a real laugh. It was probably the most fun I've had at a rehearsal because we were trying out a lot of different things. Everyone seemed quite relaxed. Yeah, and it was quite fun. There was a lot of laughs. There's a lot of rude jokes in those two particular scenes. So that was fun to do and fun to navigate. So, yeah, I really enjoyed this evening. Yeah, it was good fun. So now we have finished all the scenes in Act One. And I think at the weekend, the next rehearsal I go to, I'm not needed for rehearsal tomorrow night, but I am needed in on Sunday. We're doing choreography on Sunday because Sunday is more of the musical numbers and the choreographer comes on a Sunday. So we're learning dance routines and things like that. So that'll be quite fun. I'm only needed for about 2 or 3 hours, I think, on Sunday. So quite relaxed at the moment. And the other thing to update you on, if you need to be updated on these things, we're not now doing the poster shoot tomorrow on Friday. So that's been cancelled. I don't quite know why, actually. I don't know why that's been cancelled, but it has been cancelled. And that's fine. That just moves into next month. That means we've got more time. So now next week, I'm going to meet up with Russell, who's doing my makeup. We're going to try out a few things. It'll be a lot more relaxed. And we'll be able to get to a point that we're all happy with and probably the same sort of stuff that I will need for the performance. So again, that's brilliant. So we are nearly now at the end of week 2 of the rehearsal period. And we've got quite a tight rehearsal period in that we are on God, I think we're on in about 7 weeks' time, which is slightly worrisome. So it'll all start coming together. I keep saying that. I will probably do an update between now and Sunday because there, I've been looking at a lot of history of pantomime and there's some really, really interesting things that it would be good to start sharing. So that's quite fun. So that's it really. So as I say, thank you very much for tuning in and I'll catch you next time. Bye.